glorious nation under God. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never, ever back down. And we will never, ever, ever, ever surrender.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. Steve Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. The River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. We need some sort of a flourish, some sort of a musical thing to add to that, because it's so important. The audio path of totality. I like that. I like that just fine. Okay. Download the River Network app. I'm here by myself. I'm losing my mind right now. What do you want? Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. So, next question. What has happened to Christianity? Sounds as if it's been co-opted by the communists. The reason that I'm saying this is because a couple of things that happened involving two high-profile religious leaders, Christians, who apparently hate Trump and apparently love illegal immigration. Did you see this woman, this Episcopal church in D.C.? She was there to give some sort of a sermon or whatever, and she ended up just lecturing President Trump about his policies regarding illegals and deporting them. It was absolutely unbelievable, and she hates Trump. There have been lots of the video of her just saying all sorts of awful things at different protests. And here somehow she ends up being up there at the, I guess they call it the National Cathedral or something in D.C., and there's Trump, and there's Vice President Vance and everyone else, and she's just lecturing them on what rotten Christians they are because they dare to deport illegal aliens. Well, Donald Trump responded to that, and here's his response. The so-called bishop who spoke at the National Prayer Service on Tuesday morning was a radical, hardline Trump hater. She brought her church into the world of politics in a very ungracious way. That is so true, by the way. She was nasty in tone and not compelling or smart. She failed to mention the large number of illegal migrants that came into our country and killed people. Many were deposited from jails and mental institutions. It is a giant crime wave that is taking place in the USA. Apart from her inappropriate statements, the service was very boring and an uninspiring one. She is not very good at her job. She and her church owe the public an apology. And I guess she's an Episcopalian. This is what I had read somewhere. And again, I'm no expert when it comes to religion, God knows, but that the Episcopalians are like the left-wing branch of the Anglican Church, and the Anglican Church is like the sane people, and the Episcopalians now are the people, you know, the woke off the deep end folks. I think that's what's going on. I could be wrong. I don't know. The next religious leader, boy, are you in trouble. If you are a Christian and you support Donald Trump's policy regarding illegal immigration, apparently you're not really much of a Christian. Don't take my word for it. Take the word of the Pope himself, Pope Francis. He calls Donald Trump's plans of mass deportation of immigrants a disgrace. A disgrace. Can you believe this? Let me read you just part of this. The Associated Press, which is a whole nother issue, the AP, but this is what I have to deal with. Pope Francis said Donald Trump's plans to impose mass deportations of immigrants would be a, quote, disgrace, as he weighed in on the incoming U.S. president's pledges nearly a decade after calling him not Christian for wanting to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexican border. Pope Francis made the comments during an appearance at an evening talk show and then followed up Monday with an official telegram of congratulations to Trump on the day of his inauguration. Pope Francis said he prayed that America would live up to its ideals of being a land of opportunity and welcome for all. It is my hope that under your leadership, the American people will prosper and always strive to build a more just society where there is no room for hatred, discrimination, or exclusion, he wrote in the telegram. History's first Latin American pope was asked Sunday night about the Trump administration's pledges of deportation during an appearance at a popular Italian talk show. And he says, if true, this would be a disgrace because it makes the poor wretches who have nothing pay the bill for the problem. This won't do. This is not the way to solve things. That's not how things are resolved. During his first campaign for the presidency in 2016, Pope Francis was asked about Trump's plan to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. Speaking after he celebrated Mass at the border, Pope Francis famously said that anyone who builds a wall to keep out immigrants is not Christian. How ironic that Pope Francis, the person in charge of an enterprise that has had serial child molesters, talks about Trump being a disgrace because Trump wants to send child molesters from other countries back to where they came from. How amazing is this? So you've got the Episcopalian, I guess she's a bishop or something, putting down Trump and his policies. You've got the Pope here continuing to go on and on about this. What is is it any wonder why so many people have given up on religion these days? Because it's been co-opted by the left. It's like this is just, you know, they're just using the, you know, religion as a way to send their political message. It's like, screw you. I mean, honest to God. And the Pope of all people, in light of the ongoing scandals with the Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic churches, it's unbelievable. It really is. It's absolutely unbelievable. And by the way, we're still waiting for the apology from, who was the name of that bishop, Bennington, whatever the hell his name was here in Wheeling, the guy who others have said, you know, had a very, very, very serious drinking problem and misused funds and all of that. Still waiting for his apology. We're all still waiting. The hell was that guy's name? All right. So there's that's enough. Thank you very much for that. All right, fine. Let's see. What else do we have going on here? Well, Trump is certainly keeping his word regarding the getting us out of the World Health Organization, getting us out of this stupid Paris Accord. That it's sort of like a treaty, except we don't get to vote on it here, so we're done with all of that. He's a big believer in energy. And this whole thing with AI, artificial intelligence, I'm telling you, I think West Virginia especially is situated just right to take advantage of this thing. I spoke with State Senator Chris Rose a few days ago about this. When you stop and think about all the energy that we're sitting on here in the Upper Ohio Valley, the coal, the natural gas, the oil, if we can finally start exploiting this, we can be creating so much energy here, which I believe will be attracting these companies that are investing umpteen hundreds of billions of dollars for artificial intelligence. I don't pretend to be any sort of expert on artificial intelligence. Me having any comment on intelligence of any type is, you know, a bit of a reach, but especially artificial intelligence. But everyone says the same thing, that you're going to need massive amounts of energy in order to take advantage of this artificial intelligence. And you're also going to need massive amounts of energy to be mining for the cryptocurrency on the internet. Something else that I don't understand, by the way. I'll never understand this cryptocurrency thing because it's backed by nothing. To me, it's beyond insane. That said, there are two very, very important markets, the cryptocurrency and the artificial intelligence. They're already investing money in Texas this artificial intelligence stuff, and I mean hundreds of billions of dollars. You think the cracker plant, which is never coming, by the way, is a big investment. That's nothing compared to artificial intelligence. And the key here is that we can take advantage of their high energy needs if we started to really exploit all of the natural resources that we have here underfoot. The coal, the natural gas, the oil, especially West Virginia. If we have a governor now in place, and I don't know whether we do or not, who can do this, Patrick Morrisey, maybe he can, I hope he can, I don't know. And the state legislature, the House of Delegates and the state Senate in Charleston, if they can get their acts together and go, you know, we need to do whatever we can to maximize the energy potential that we have here with coal and with natural gas and with oil, we could turn this state into almost the ground zero, if you will, of artificial intelligence, because they need massive amounts of energy. And with a lot of these states, they don't have massive amounts of energy, and some that do have lots and lots of regulations. West Virginia is poised to be able to offer massive amounts of energy and very little regulation. We could really clean up on this thing if we could get unified and exploit all of the natural resources that we have. We have all natural energy. Coal is natural energy. Gas is natural energy. Oil, natural energy. We have it all right here. And there's an incredible demand for this. I certainly hope that we can finally take advantage of this and turn it around so we're no longer last or next to last, fighting for last place with Mississippi over almost everything. And now we could lead the nation if we just could get our act together, because all the resources are right here. They're all right here, and the world is telling us we have to have lots of energy. Right now, there are a lot of companies that are up in Iceland doing things like artificial intelligence and cryptocurrency, because up in Iceland, they have lots of energy because of a hydroelectric. I guess they got lots of water up there. But we could do the same thing here with our natural resources in America. And West Virginia is perfectly poised for this. So much natural energy, so few regulations compared to most states. My God, why aren't we taking advantage of this thing? Why aren't we taking advantage of this? I don't know. All right, don't forget to download the River Network app and then click River Talk. It's Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. You get me 5 days a week. Excuse me, yes, 6 days a week. Three live, three encore. And, of course, Steve Novotny with his show 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern time right here. And also on these great radio stations, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. Monday, we will be telling you the name of this school employee that wants to decapitate Donald Trump Jr.
To the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic, for which it stands. Amen. nation under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.